Hey everyone, it's Ayana.
And this is Delilah.
And we're the non-corporate girls.
Welcome. Me and Ayana, we already kind of know who's going to take what aspect of the podcast, but we just hesitated right now.
So welcome to episode 17.
Oh my God, we're three away from having our first guest.
Yes, this is very exciting. So we're just going to jump right in today on a positive note. So before you, because Delilah had a really great day today, so before she jumps into her day, I just want to say that I had to go to my 9-to-5, but I had a really, no, I didn't have a great day. I'm just in a fabulous mood, and let me say that. Why am I in a fabulous mood? Because I'm about to go to Cuba, and I think I'm having pre-vacation glow, or whatever people call it, because
I agree.
I'm out. Like, mentally.
And, like, this is the first time in a minute Ayana has told me, like, that she's in a fabulous mood because it always sucks. And I'm like, no, I know it doesn't really suck. But she'd be like, nah, it really sucks. So when she told me, I was like, oh, my God, I'm so happy you're in a good mood.
You know what? Like, it's so, like, okay, so, yes, you know, that's so true because, so here's the thing. Like, for me, whenever someone's like, oh, like, how are you feeling today? I naturally say, oh, it's like, whatever. But I don't always be feeling that way. It's just that I'm associating it with what I'm doing in the day and that could be I'm at like my 9-to-5, which I don't want to be at, so maybe that's why. And it just always sucks because there are times when I am in a good mood but I still say, oh, it's whatever. That's which is like, stupid. Like, I mean, it's not on purpose, it's just that it's just a natural thing for me to say, like, oh, like, I'm here, it is what it is.
See, and for me it's the opposite. I could be having a shitty ass day and I'm like, oh, it's fabulous. Shit, dang, nothing fabulous about it. But it's just like, you know how some people they get like put into a category of like, you always gotta be happy, or I'm used to you always being sad. So like that moment you're not sad or you're not happy, like, and it's just, is like a problem for people.
Yeah.
And one thing that I learned in my old job, which I like, you know, there's little lessons that you take away from certain situations, was like, people need to give people the chance to express emotion. Like, if today I'm always the one who jokes around all the time, but today I'm in a rut, don't expect these jokes to fly out. No. And respect that.
Let me be in a rut. You have to be in your feelings. 100%, I believe that. And that's, yeah. But I think that, like, I've been trying to do better, though, at, like, not equating my job or how I'm feeling there to how I actually feel, because that's where it kind of gets messy. Because if you talk to me on the weekend,
it's fabulous.
Right? I'm always fabulous. Yeah. But for some reason, anyway, whatever. That's besides the point. I'm in a fabulous mood today. So,
and I'm witnessing this fabulous.
Like, it's to the point where people are like, well, how are you saying? I'm like, I'm fabulous. And they're like, wow. Like, my friend was like, I feel your good vibes through the text. I was like, wow, thank you.
I like that.
That's great, right? I should do that more often. Anyway. So, can you tell us about your yoga session? Because I'm, like, super jealous. And I just want to point out that Delilah invited me to go, and I said I wasn't going to go today.
Yeah, she was like, you know, meditation is cool, but yoga is like, you gotta do a lot. And I was like, no, it's totally fine. I'm going to go. Mind you, I was going to go to the 7:30 class, and I ended up going to 9:30. I wanted to go to the morning regardless because I was like, this afternoon sun might be, like, brutal. So I ended up going to the 9:30 class. I've been wanting to go to Times Square's summer solstice for like maybe the last 2 years. And the first time I heard about it, I missed the opportunity for registration. Then last year I was living in Florida. And this year, like, yeah, you know, I was just like casually living in Florida. And now I'm back. And a lot of the things that were happening through the year that I'm over here, like,
now you get to, like,
I was suffering from FOMO here, missing out. Now I get to do it. So I was there. It was an amazing, like, the message, the speaker, her name was Sarah Finger. I actually found her Instagram. She's so dope, and like, just how she was moving along in the process of, I forgot what the steps of yoga is called or whatever, but like, as you were going through the flows, like the things that she was saying, it was just like, give yourself the opportunity to choose. Like, if something's uncomfortable, shift your body. Like, it was so basic, but I was like so enlightened. And last night I got really like bad news. So for me, like, to wake up on this note and like, this is the message, and just being around of a group of strangers, like, I didn't know who was next to me, in front of me, behind me, and we was just like in a comfortable space to just like go through this practice. And in the beginning, even before we started the actual flows, she had us leaning on, like, we were on one leg and balancing, like when you put one leg on your inner thigh and then you're standing, and then put your arms stretched out to the person next to you. So, like, yeah, we're leaning on each other's shoulder. And she was like, sway side to side. So, like, the whole point was, it was the learning tree or the giving tree, a famous tree or whatever. And I'm so bad with telling stories, yo. Like, I don't be remembering shit. But whatever. The whole point was that you over here literally touching a stranger you don't know, right, but holding each other up. And the whole focus was about community. And that we're all swaying.
I love that.
Oh my God. It is just so crazy. She was like, this is a small shift, like a small ripple that's happening, but we all feel it. And that's the same thing with life. So it's like, although the things that happened recently in London are happening in London, they still affect us here in New York.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you kind of come into, like, your different spaces with that type of compassion for other people, mm-hmm. it just reflects and it just is positive vibes. And, like, we a community, we one. If you're hurting, I'm hurting.
Right.
And, well, you, like, you know, we...
It's
we,
the energy, right? And, going into...
And this is the theme of this episode theme. Is good vibes and great energy.
Yes.
And earlier this week, I came across this Instagram post from someone I follow who always shares amazing, like, messages. And this one was from a specific woman named Destiny Frascari.
Yeah.
She's an artist, influencer, and she's the co-founder of Smart Girls Club. And let me play a little bit of what her message was so you guys could, like,
take it in.
Yeah, because it took me a while to digest because it was deep. Hold on.
Huge component in self-evolution. And when you want to evolve, or you are evolving, regardless if you want to or not, like someone like myself, who is developing clairvoyant abilities by the age of 20, because that's my genetic disposition as a Caribbean person, it comes to you, and you have to accept it. It says in many books, many esoterics, that it's going to come to a point where you're not going to relate to people anymore. People are not going to relate to you. And the things that you used to share your time with, or anything, whether it be the parties, girl, the men I was with, the friends I used to be friends with, they didn't relate to it no more.
And that line right there was everything.
Is, like, that the line that got you when you were like...
When she was like, that there's people that will no longer relate to you, and you won't relate to them.
Yeah.
And also, even in the first sentence, when she says, when you'll be evolving, whether you want to acknowledge that you're evolving or not, this is a process that's gonna happen whether you want to accept it or not.
Because change is the only thing constant, which is what I say every single day.
Yes, and I was just like freaking, like, mind blown, because these are thoughts that, you know, she didn't say anything that was like a super wow factor, but it was just like the way she said it. And sometimes you don't know how to put into words exactly what your feelings are or what your thoughts are. So it was just like,
and also the day you received it, right? Because, you know, people can say all kinds of shit. People could be saying that different ways all the time. But this particular morning that you listened to this, it spoke to you.
It spoke
you got
to me.
It.
And remember, like, there's messages that go out all the time on different topics. But it's not until, like, it aligns with what's happening in your life that then you're receiving
so
it.
So true.
So I really received it. And, you know, I shared that on my Instagram. So if you guys want to check it out, at Miss Delilah C is my Instagram page. The rest of the video is there. And she's just a dope soul. So once I found out who that was, I went into her Instagram, just seeing what she's about. She's from Harlem. She grew up, like, in 110.
Yeah.
She just does a lot of dope
artistic. She's an artist. Like, I'm like, and she's, like, popular, though. Like, she's real popular. Like, on that indie circuit.
Exactly. She's like an underground.
Yeah.
And she's just very, like, about nature and one with, like, the
earth. It's all about energy for her.
All about energy and vibes.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So it was like, yeah, that was like my positive note, like the message and just my outlook on things and just like the way today started. I feel like everybody should start with yoga. Like,
girl,
just some, it don't even have to be yoga, just whatever makes you happy.
Yes.
Like that. it could get you started and motivated because, you know, if work is like, and then work is the first place that you have to enter, it's like, it's hard to break
it's
that
It's like
end.
You're setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah, like, you know, for some people it's running, but like, everything doesn't have to be like a exercise. Yeah, like an exercise thing, but I know with exercise, endorphins are let out, so right. That's what gives you that energy and that sort, like, you know, that space.
I think if I could start every day with meditation, life would be great for me. And not just any meditation. Like, if I go to a meditation hotel.
Exactly. Like
that's what I'm calling.
Yeah, because everything done at home is always different. Like, I need to be in that space. It doesn't. I need to be in that space. I need to be at the gym. I need to be at the location. Like, if I'm going to work out and go running, I need to go run outside.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that matters for me.
So that's awesome. So obviously, we're having a really good week on our highs, right? So that's great.
Yep.
Jumping into a hustler spirit.
Yeah, you can start.
So, all right. So, for those of you who follow us, I mentioned that I had my first panel speaking recently, and it was actually last week, and it was for this event called Snapchat in Brooklyn, and the host of it was this girl, and she owns this company called Empower Stilettos. Her name is Stephanie. She's my friend, so big up to Stephanie for throwing me on the panel. That was dope. It was super. So it's my first panel, right? And, like, you know, I don't know how you feel, but for me, like, we talk, you know, people know us. We, like, out there in these streets. But then for some reason, when you have to, like, be, like, sit in front of people.
You want
to
sink in the chair.
Yeah, like, it's a little, yeah.
Which, by the way, I am super sorry I did not attend that event. You know, I forgot. Like, I totally didn't even realize until after you mentioned. And I was like, she probably low-key didn't want to come because, like, you know, when you have to speak in front of somebody who actually knows your story. I was like, she probably didn't remind me a little bit on purpose. But, yeah, we would, on other terms, definitely support one another and things like that. Moving forward,
I didn't tell, like, it was, mm-hmm. I was being weird about it. Julie didn't come either. Mm-hmm.
I know.
It was just,
just casually was like, oh, yeah, the event. And I was like, oh, that was this Thursday? Well, usually we speak about things, or she'd be like, oh, today's the event. Like, I didn't get that.
Yeah, I was being a little sketch, y'all. Don't judge me. Delilah doesn't judge me.
Ever.
I don't know. I was just being weird about it. But it was, I don't know. I didn't want to feel nervous. I didn't feel nervous. I was super fine. I was even more happy because it was literally down the block from my house. But I took a cab, and the cab was like, you just went 5 minutes. Like, what's this necessary? I was like, I'm paying you. Like, what's the problem?
Don't question
anyway. So, but it was super cool. I was, I met some great people. There were people there that I knew who, you know, there was good support and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it was just kind of...
How do you feel?
I wanted to make... I guess my whole thing was, like, I wanted to make sure that I'm adding value to the crowd, you know? And I kept... That was what I was really stuck on. I'm like... So, it was kind of like there were questions and things, but, you know, depending on how it goes, panelists, some people talk longer than others. They got to do this, whatever.
Right.
And I just wanted to make sure that my voice was heard and I didn't, like, crawl into, like, a corner.
Yes.
Because, you know, you get into your mind.
Yes, yes.
So, whenever I felt myself, like, even thinking of doing it, I made sure that I... So, like, I tried to always... have an answer. So whenever there's a question asked, like if there was anything to add on, I try to make sure that there was something. There were the panelists were great, so a lot of them said we said the same thing, like we were all in sync. But yeah, so I felt really great. And then from the feedback that people gave me, they were like, you did really well. They were like, there was a lot of things that you had a good point to take away. And I was like, well, that's great. And then another girl came up to me at the event and she wants me to, like, help her with marketing. You know, now I'm trying to go this freelance route. So I felt like, okay, I must have added enough value to what I said for her to be like, oh, I want to reach out to you.
Right.
So I think
it's like the flip side of when we go to event, we want to speak to whoever person.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, right.
You was the popular, you was the girl I was waiting for. Like,
right, I was like, okay, so that's cool. So it was really, really great. Obviously, the only thing missing was you. They could have had a PR person on there, but whatever. It wasn't my
Who
bad.
Were the other?
So there was this one guy who... There was this one guy who I call the Messiah of Love because he's a relationship expert, but he was like deep. Like people wanted him. They wanted to talk to him. And he had his book there. But his name is Naeem, and he was really deep. So I call him the Messiah of Love. He was like, I'll take that. I'm like, no one's ever said that to you before because
you out here.
Like to the point where
he's like the real life Tinder.
No, seriously. He would say things and everyone's just kinda like doesn't have nothing to say after that, and then I would throw in a comment.
Right.
Like, and I usually had the mic, so I was like, wow, that was really interesting what you just said. And people were just cracking up. And it's just everything.
And this is another point that you can host because you know how to navigate the crowd. Right. And people like,
I think, yeah, they were laughing, but I was like, he's interesting.
So, it so like there was him. Out.
And then there was this girl named Keisha who was a blogger slash influencer. And she's like a little bit older, but she had a lot of insight. She was very insightful. And she's all about the community and giving back. So how she uses her platform to do that, which is really cool. And then there was another girl that who was like, she was also a marketing branding girl. Okay. And she was cool too. And she kind of gave a different perspective because she... like fully owns her own business and things like that. So it was really
sounds like a good bunch.
It was a really nice bunch. And then the host, she was she also does like she has her own platform for like women events and things like
she
that.
She moderated it.
She moderated it.
So
it was really cool. So that was a really great thing. And then also I went to an event recently. Well, me and Delilah went to an event recently. And there's some girl who was really dope. She's in high school, I think. She's doing an event. And she asked me to be on a panel again. So this will be my second panel coming up. And it's going to be in July. So I'm excited about that. So
yeah, like once one door opens, like then more things roll out. People need to see you in that space like, so know, then they can approach you.
Yeah, it was good to like it's kind of like I popped my panel cherry, right? Mm-hmm. So now I won't be as nervous.
Like
whatever.
You know what to expect more or less.
Yeah.
Or like, and I mean, it depends what, because for me to be on a panel or like just to have any type of discussion and for me to be able to not be as nervous, I just need to make sure that I'm very prepared for that discussion.
Yeah.
Excuse me, because if I don't know, like, if I'm too iffy on the topic or I don't really know too much, then it's like you can tell, like, yeah, I'm prepared a little bit or like that. Well, not even I'm prepared because I could be prepared, but because it's not like my thing,
mm-hmm. I want to make sure they're coming in
like strong.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Yeah. Right. And the moderator for this, you know, we talked about the questions and everything. Like, I wanted to make sure.
Or that you could think about it before.
Right. And you know, right. and I was, like, always, like, asking her about them because I wanted to make sure I didn't go in blindly going to your
exactly.
Airport. And then even just, and even also just how some of the questions sound, just making sure I'm clear on them. Because if I'm not clear on them, then everyone else won't be either, right?
Right.
So that was kind of what happened there. But, yeah.
I'm glad. So, that's exciting for you.
Yes. So what is going on in your world?
So in my world, you know, I'm over here like shaking hands, loving and kissing babies.
Freelance hey. Life. Yes. I can't wait. I mean, I can't wait, but I can't.
And so, you know, the networking groups that I'm a part of, like, shout out to them. They are the plug. But like, and nothing works unless you work it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, mm-hmm. Let me say that again.
That's a one-liner.
That is. Okay. Nothing works unless you work it. So I was able to meet with Tequila White, shout out to her. We went out for lunch this week and we was just like going back and forth about like, you know, what we're working on, what we're doing, you know, how we can collaborate, because me and her are both from the school of thought that there's enough of the pie, like, you know,
yeah,
everybody could get a slice of the pie, because
right.
When there's more hands on deck, there's more opportunities, more possibilities, and what her expertise is, mine isn't.
Right.
So, like, at the end of the conversation, we just appreciated from each other because I met her through email. Like, we spoke and discussed. And even for me, like, I'm a person that I can sense a vibe already before mm-hmm. I meet you in person. And then
energy,
but like once I meet you in person, it will confirm if that vibe was real or if like that's not really, you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
She was putting on the front.
And she followed through. She was just as genuine like in her emails as she was in person and just very open and honest, because one thing she said that me and you constantly speak about is how some people come here with their representative and like make it seem like they have it all together, but you're struggling. Like,
right.
And it's okay to struggle, but it's like if we're more open and honest about like, you know what, I'm trying to think about how this next check is gonna come
yeah.
through. Like, and I noticed that for myself because I'm a very prideful person.
Mm-hmm.
a lot of people have not seen me sweat. Mm-hmm. A lot. Like, wouldn't even believe. Like, very close people to me. Like, people don't know my entire story. And not because, like, I'm out here lying, but I'm just not gonna...
You're just refraining.
I'm refraining from telling, certain things because, yeah. One, it's just, like, I know I'm gonna pick myself back up. I know things are gonna get better. It always works out. Like, yeah. It always, like... It may, like, you want the blessing to come at 12 a.m. and God will push through at 12:01. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. and it falls in place how it's
right.
supposed to.
Right.
So I just appreciated that. Like, yeah, we're all like trying to figure it out. Like, majority of the people, let me tell y'all, majority of the people do not have it together. And it's not that they're not being successful at things, but it's just like everybody's out here hustling.
I feel like no one has it together though. No. Like, even like, you know, like even Beyonce has her days. Like,
what does having it together mean? Because yeah. That's like
what does that mean? That's
the definition of success. Like, you know, it correlates in some capacity.
Right. It's like you can have it you can be successful and not have it together.
Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even think about it like that. But yeah. Meeting her, it was just a breath of fresh air.
Yes.
And, you know, we ended on the terms that, like, I was going to connect her with so-and-so. Like, you know, put her on to this other network that I'm part of. And, like, whatever comes my way that, you know, is more fitting for her.
Right.
You know, and that just back and forth.
Now so, you guys have a cultivated relationship. A working relationship.
Exactly. I spoke to her about corporate girls. I spoke to her about you. And I was like, you definitely got to be my partner. Because we're always looking to meet new people.
And we're always pitching non-corporate girls.
Yeah, and we had cafeteria that was so delicious.
Oh, God. It's your spot. Like,
I know, that is
always go to cafeteria. We got to find that place.
I know, but their food is so good.
I know. And they're 24 hours, which is like, they're like a high-class diner.
Now that I think about it. So that was my, like, you know, gem of the week as well. That was like a good thing.
So that's great. We have to get into Off the Record now. It's a little bit sad.
Yeah, I mean, this first one is, but you know what? Let's start on the high. So me and Ayana are speaking about, because, you know, if you didn't know, Prodigy passed away, and we are both fans of him, but we didn't realize how both big fans we were.
For any Mobb Deep fans,
yes. First of all, my song is Hala. What's your favorite Mobb Deep song?
I don't know if I have a favorite.
Really?
I really like Halo. I don't know if I have a favorite.
I love Halo, like, forever and ever since Level Lincoln.
Okay, so Halo, there it goes.
All right, cool. So I got to meet both Havoc and Prodigy.
Okay.
At Spring Fling in college, I was a part of the e-board, and they came to perform, and so I was, like, managing them backstage. So that was, like, my first taste of, like, this entertainment world. I'm
like,
out here.
I like this. Like,
not on some goofy status. It was, like, very professional.
It was, like, I'm the boss.
Yes.
So.
Like, let me direct you. Mic check 1, 2. Like, it was lit. But when I tell you that they were so down to earth, like, my homies from my block that I grew up with,
yeah.
Like, it was just love because we're from New York City.
Yeah.
Like, mad down to earth. And, like, their set was everything. So, like, that's just a memory I'm going to have forever. And the fact that I got to meet him because, like, let's say, for instance, Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
I never got to see him in concert. And I would never get to meet him because he passed away.
Whitney Houston.
So, for me, this is, like, my first real, like, hip-hop death. Like, for, you know, because when Biggie
that
died,
makes sense.
You get what
yeah,
I mean? This
yeah.
is like my first somebody that I actually was a fan of. I grew up on his music. I got to meet him,
yeah.
And then he passed away. For Biggie, I grew up on his music. I could listen to him. I didn't meet him, and I was still too young to understand everything when he passed. Mm-hmm. Like, for me, somebody who made a bigger impact is Jay-Z.
Right.
Like, because when he's been developed, so if, like, he passed away, God forbid ever, but, like, he would be, like, my second, like, you know, because
yeah.
I literally...
I hope you get to meet him.
I know.
So that you can add that to...
I didn't get to meet him, but I was in the same room with Jay-Z and Beyonce. Like, I didn't even think... Let me tell you about
this
story.
Yeah, I'm like,
This is a good off-the-record story. So, I had went, I think, I want to say it was the Hammerstein Ballroom, but I'm not sure. And the reason we were there... was because J. Cole was album release. Yes, so he was even there with his girlfriend. Like, so when we went upstairs, there was like a VIP area. We was able to be in the VIP. Like J. Cole was there and everything. Like I got to meet J. Cole. I spoke to him. It was like super dope. But like nothing was really happening. Why did we remove ourselves from that VIP? We came downstairs to like do something else or like just to check out the crowd. When we got downstairs, we got immediately sidelined, and guess who walks in? Jay-Z and Beyonce. So like I'm literally like that, if I stretch my hand I can touch her. But then they didn't let us go back upstairs to the VIP. I was sick to my entire stomach, because when I tell you, like, it was a rush. Like I was like, I was just up there like trying to say anything. I was like all the way fucked up. So whatever, she went up there, but it was like literally 2 minutes that they were up there. I guess they went to like congratulate him, like, you know, show presents. And as soon as they came in, they came right back out, and I was like,
they kept them.
I was really in the same
mood. That's the life I want, just flow through,
like, yes, pop out. Like, you know, we took over this, like, we're not gonna party with the young kids. But yeah, I was in the same room with Beyonce and Jay-Z, and it was just surreal, because even though I didn't get to like speak to them, the fact that I got to see them and like I know they're like, real, like, you know, it just seemed like it was a very surreal moment. So
I'm happy for your moment.
Yeah, I just didn't, but I say all of that to say that I hope I still get an opportunity to meet Jay-Z. My sister did meet Beyonce before. She was an actual photo shoot with Beyonce.
Wow.
But she was not even, she was big, she was popular, but I feel like she was maybe still a part of Destiny's Child.
Yeah, they still did.
My sister was a part of a music campaign in her charter school, and Beyonce was like the face
of that.
Exactly. Like, what life does she live? Like, we live two separate lives. Like,
yeah.
We
fake poppin'. Like, you know, with bad people.
Low key, we might not have the same parents. I don't even know. Like, maybe we have different fathers. But so yeah, we just live different lifestyles, basically. Right. But that story was awesome. And then, so now back to the actual story.
So Prodigy.
So that's how I met him. Like, that's how I got to meet him. And
right.
So me and Ayana are talking about it, and she's like, tell me how you met him.
So I met Prodigy. So we were at, y'all remember, like, Club Avalon, throwback club?
Kind of.
It's where Limelight is, or where Limelight used to
that's
be,
in
whatever.
Queens?
No, it's down on 20th and 6th.
Oh, I think that used to be Speed.
Right, it used to be Mad Things.
Okay,
right?
Yeah, Club Beep.
So when I was there, it was Club Avalon. I mean, this particular moment was Club Avalon. I hate that place. They don't know what to do with that property. So anyway, long story short, me and my homegirl, she convinced me to go see a 50 Cent concert. And I'm not even like a 50 Cent fan, but it was something. Like, 50, I like 50 Cent, like, old 50 Cent.
Okay,
I don't
me too,
like
me too,
new
me
50
too.
Cent.
Me too.
But either which way, we went to go to the concert, cause, and the only reason I went was because it was her birthday, and we weren't really doing anything, so she was like, yeah, I want to go. I was like, let's go. And it was like, why not? It was, like, free for us. Like, there was nothing, you know, why not go? Mm-hmm. So we go, but you know,
Brooklyn girls.
You know, I'm slightly bougie, and I don't just roll up in concerts that don't have.
She's not slightly.
I don't roll up, like, I don't like concerts that only stand in room unless it's like a neo-so type of concert, and I'm cool with that. Like a 50 Cent concert, like I just felt like there needed to be like a VIP section for me, whatever. Long story short, that was the idea, but for some, there was just drama with her friend and the connect, and that didn't happen. So we ended up being in the front, which was fine, and we got to see 50 Cent, and you know, he's performing all the jams. You know how it is with hood bitches, and long story short, these girls was trying to push me. They was pushing me, and I don't like crowds because I don't like people pushing. I don't like people touching me. This girl kept pushing me too much, and I told her she need to stop pushing me.
And she was like,
"We all in this. We're not all in this. You're on me, and that's a problem." Like, so me and her were arguing. Now we're arguing
at the concert,
and 50 Cent is performing.
What up, blood?
What sees us arguing, and he was just like, "What is going on here?" And it was a mess. And then my friend was like, all right, so I told my friend, I was like, you know, if this girl keeps hitting me, I'm gonna have to hit her. And y'all, I don't fight. I'm not ratchet like that. I don't do that. I don't do hood shit unless people drive me to do that. So anyway, she was like, I will fuck you up or something like that. And I told my friend, I was like, listen, if I have to beat a bitch ass in this club, I'm gonna be real upset. Cause I'm not wearing the clothes to do this. I don't wanna do this. So my friend is a down for whatever friend. And she was just like, listen.
This is the first time I'm hearing this story, by the way.
She was like, listen, If you wanna, if we can handle her, but I just want you to know that it's like eight, it's like six of them and two of us. She was like, I'm all about it, but I just want you to know. And I was just like, if she keep pushing me, we gonna have to do what we have to do. I was like, I got heels on, we got heels on. I was like, I fight dirty, I don't care. Let's do this. So that was the conversation we were having. 50 Cent like even shouted us out because he was like, yo, what's going on with the girls right there? And it was a mess because, you know, we don't get down like that. I was like, they pulling me out of, I was so tight. So at this point, I'm like, let me go. Let me leave. So she was like, well, let's leave. So we're leaving. And then we're heading outside. The bitches follow us. They sure do. So then I was like, oh, so see, now they want to bring the drama. Okay, let's do this. How about my friend started arguing with this one girl. Like, she just came at us and she was arguing with her. Prodigy came out of nowhere. I'm not even lying about this. So he came out of nowhere and he was like, and I think like my friend knew his friend or something maybe, and maybe he remembered her. But he was like, yo, ladies, what's going on? What's going on? And like, he saw, like, when you looked at us and looked at them, we don't mix, right? Like, we look like we shouldn't even be there. And right. They look like they should be there.
It was like trashy versus
right.
class.
It was like, right, it was caviar and beer, okay? And so he was like, he literally pulled me and my friend to his car, like, because he has car, his driver had rolled up, and then we were outside, and he pulled us there, and he was like, yo, I remember you to my friend, and she was like, yeah, I remember you from so-and-so, blah, 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 whatever, and then we did the introduction, and he was like, I don't know what's going on here, but y'all need a ride, like, and because the girls were, like, being rowdy,
so Prodigy was about
yes, to he just pulled us out of the situation, and we were like, yeah, because, you know, my friend felt comfortable, because she knew his friend, whatever, so we get in his car, again, like, don't,
you with Prodigy, story. Car like, don't. On 6th Avenue and 20th Street.
It was like 2 a.m. in the morning. It was a mess. So anyway, he pulled us in his car. We ended up going to the studio with him and hanging out. And Havoc wasn't there, but it was Prodigy and like some other people. And we were like listening to like tunes. And it was I had so much fucking fun. And I didn't get home till like 6 a.m. I got a ride home, everything. And it was just the most random night. But he was so dope, so down to earth, so amazing. Like, I mean, it was just crazy.
I'm floored. I'm here with like my mouth open like, this is a good ass story.
It was a good story. And I think even like at that point, his friend had tried to kick it with me, and I was like, I gotta go because it's not about this. I'm not about that.
This
life.
Is not what we're doing. This
I'm
is
not gonna be. I'm not gonna be. I'm not gonna be a studio girl. Like, we're not doing
this
that.
This is not what we're doing. And you know what? Like, Prodigy chose his name. Like, I was seeing a little clip. It was not for no. Like, he knows the definition of Prodigy.
Oh yeah,
me.
No, yeah.
And it was not like he was like, I just like how the name sound, but like, he really is a Prodigy. And I found out like through reading that apparently he's the grandchild of like one of the founders of
Morehouse. Yeah,
I did not know that. So he really is a Prodigy, like,
right?
Because his wordsmith and
why? Wait, but why I said the same thing though? Because when I found that, I was like, "Yo, he really is a Prodigy.
Yes,
like, he is a legacy."
So we both had, and so then on top of like these dope ass both stories that we had or whatever, like me and Yana, this constantly happens to us where we like. It's almost like we live the same life. And we just casually, like...
We're just casually talking about Prodigy and how we feel and, like, damn, Mom Deep. And then yeah. I was like... She was like, but I'm glad I had the chance to meet him. I was like, yeah, I met him too. And she was like, what? And that's how the story
and
came
And then out. It's not even also that you met him, but, like, we're, like, legit fans. Because, like, yeah. you could see celebrities, but if, like, you don't really care for them. It's like, no. yeah, I met him, but, like...
Because I remember when he, like, brought us in the chat. I was like, is that a Prodigy? I was like, why is he even talking to us? And my friend was like, Nacho.
He's mad cool. Like, I'm telling you, I was backstage. He was with his goon squad. And they were just, like, doing the most. But he was just, like, mad low-key. Like, it was just mad. Like,
it was dope.
Cool. I'm a college girl. And, like, it was just fun.
It was dope.
Fun. We had mad fun. They thought it was a party back there backstage.
Isn't it always a party, though?
It's always. It's and the con, like, the show itself was dope. Like, they played every hit, like... Everybody knew all the words.
That's Mom Deep.
90s music is never on my. And another thing that I saw, I was cracking up. Somebody was like, not cracking up, but I'm like, damn. Like, we really phased out like this. Somebody was like, but who's Mom Deep or who's Prodigy?
No!
Yeah, some young, you know, some young ass kid. He probably like was born in fucking 2005. I was like, whatever. And then another thing, speaking on this with Off the Record. Somebody sent me a text that was like that they heard, like, you know, the Rihanna song, which me and
Rihanna, yes, I love it. The mix is so
for Maria.
Okay, so I went to the Aldo's accessory store, and me and this girl started talking about it, and she was like, "Yeah, cause you know it's that song with that guy that plays the guitar." I was like, "Carlos Santana." She was like, "Yeah, it's him." I'm like, "How old are you?"
Like, but wait a minute, this is even worse because this was on Twitter. I don't know if somebody if this really happened or they, people have it probably did. So the person is in a car with their younger brother, whatever, and they was like, the Maria song was playing, and then the person was like, oh, the Wild Thoughts was already remixed. That was mad fast.
What?
It was already remixed. How about so nah?
Done.
Oh, so God, done.
These young people.
So done. I was like, I'm people. Officially old. I'm old.
These young people.
I love Carlos Santana.
Yes. I love Carlos Santana as a musician and also his shoe line that he used to have, Carlos by Carlos Santana.
I didn't know
yes,
that.
Yes, girl.
You would know that because you are the fashion girl.
And I had like 2-3 pairs of shoes, but whatever. That's neither besides point.
But yeah, that off the record was great. And what else do we have off the record? I mean, not great. Like. So rest in peace, Prodigy.
I know, I was like, wait.
So rest in peace, Prodigy, for real. But like, our stories were amazing. Yes. And they'll live on.
Yes.
And just, it was funny with the whole Rihanna thing. And plus, we love the song.
And,
I was blasting.
And y'all know I'm a Rihanna stan. So Delilah was like, did you see the video? I'm like, girl, of course I saw the video.
She's probably working on a remake of an outfit for Cuba. About to take a whole photo shoot inspired by Rihanna at Cuba.
Y'all know what I'm about to do. Moving on to hashtag obsessed with, who we got this week?
Yeah, so this person comes by way of like a show that I've been a fan of called The Carmichael Show. Her name is Tiffany Haddish, and I just see like the reason she even came into my radar, like I've seen her on the show, but like she's a supporting character. She's funny on the show, but like she's not popular as much, so I didn't like know her. I mean, I don't know none of the characters really on the Carmichael Show, like except the mother and the father. They're like they have the most trajectory or whatever. This is not shade, this is for real.
No, I'm just cracking.
Come on.
Okay,
so then I seen Tiffany on The Breakfast Club, and I am not a fan. Like, I'm legit a fan. Her, like, she's just dope. We have a lot of things in common. Like, she didn't have a relationship with her dad. Like, her dad went missing. It was just, like, she was super relatable. And she's, like, an around-the-way girl. But, like, she lived a super tough life. Yeah. Humble beginnings. Had to care for her family. Her mom ended up being schizophrenic after a car accident.
Yes. Isn't that fucking crazy? When I read that, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I was like, she lived a tough life, but like, she owned it. And like, she was like, you know what? When I did get the opportunity to meet my dad, I thanked him because him being absent in my life made me the person I am. Mm-hmm. So I have to look at it that way. Mm-hmm. And also, if he remained in my life, he wouldn't, like, he probably could have been like a bad father.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Right,
so it's like everything happens for a reason, but she did have the opportunity to meet him. And it was just like her hustle is real. Like how she had the opportunity. Like she became a comedian off of Survival.
Mm-hmm.
Like she was inspired by the Roger Rabbit? Yeah, the Roger Rabbit movie, which I used to love Roger Rabbit.
I used to love Roger Rabbit too.
But Roger Rabbit had made some commentary about like being funny because I guess he was about to get like in a certain scene he was about to get killed or something. Mm-hmm. And he started like cracking jokes and like it literally prevented him from like getting killed in that scene. I forgot what the line he says, but she said it, and she like she used that, and she used her comedy skills because she was like in foster care, and I think one of the places where she stood at they were about to jump her.
Yeah.
And she started just acting like kind of crazy, and it's like, you know, when you see like when we see crazy people on the street, you usually won't mess with them because you're like, all right, like they got
and
a problem.
And I do that too when I feel like people are about to like try to attack me. I'm crazy too.
Yeah, you. So that was like her defense mechanism, and it really worked to her advantage. But then she saw something in like, you know, just having the love of comedy and that artistry and
it's amazing how like where people find their inspiration from, right? Like,
or where do you even find what is something that you're good at?
Mm-hmm.
Like through through what angle. Like, she picked it up. It was not, like, through school or like, just naturally just being funny with her friends. Mm-hmm. It was, like, through a survival thing. Yeah. So, I thought that was dope.
It was really interesting.
And she's just funny. She's so super down to earth. She has and a movie coming up.
And she's been, that's what I was going to say, she's been making her way across TV. Like, because I told you, I saw her on Real Husbands of Hollywood. Mm-hmm. But she's been in a couple of things. And then now she's going to be in Girls Trip.
Which I'm definitely going
to I cannot wait to see we this should movie. Go. Together, yes. Right? I know. Yes. I thought about this. I'm being cute. I was like, that would be such a cute outing. Yes. I'm going to be in Cuba. Doesn't it come out like this week?
I think it comes out like the 23rd.
I'm going to be in Cuba.
Yeah, well, I'm going to wait for you.
Okay, like, so that's so done. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm, yes, because it's going to be so lit.
So, shout out to Tiffany Haddish. Mm-hmm. I think she's super dope. She's a role model. She's from Cali. She's just kind of owning it. Like, you know, everybody has their wave.
Yeah.
This could possibly be her
and
wave.
I'm so happy that she's in this movie. She's with two freaking legends. Queen Latifah, freaking Jada Pinkett. And then, what's her name? My homegirl. What is her name?
I didn't get to at the whole cast.
I know her name and I'm drawing a blank. I don't know.
From what other movie was she in?
Think Like a Man. Why can I not remember her
Sanaa?
Name? No, the other one.
Who else doesn't think like a man?
Oh,
Vivica? Robin Givens?
No. Fuck, whatever. I'm pissed because I love her and I'm drawing a blank. But whatever. She's with some dope actresses. Wait, that's going to be...
We can't go
that's gonna be, I know. What?
Think like a man? She's the main character?
Yes. Why am I forgetting her name? Like, I literally had like a brain fart. I cannot remember her name. I know you guys are probably like telling me her name right now. Regina Hall.
I'm
like, why can I not remember her name?
Mm-hmm. That Think Like a Man cast was amazing.
I know, it was dope.
But this is Girls Trip, right?
Yeah, so it's gonna be dope because it's just gonna be fun. So we're gonna see it and we're gonna report back on what we think about it. You know, we're always honest.
Mm-hmm. We sure will. I think it's gonna be a good turnout.
So Tiffany Haddish, if y'all don't know who she is, look her up. She's our hashtag obsessed with for the week.
Yes, she is.
Now we're gonna wrap up. With let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm. And this is a good question.
All our questions are good, but this is a really good question.
And this one is like timely.
It's timely for our lives.
So Dana from Queens, thank you, Dana, for reaching out to us. She asks, how should you manage your finances as a small business? This one is real. You know why it's real? Because the IRS is very real.
We don't want to be locked up.
Because they won't let us out if we don't pay. And it's like, that is, do your due diligence because I think the biggest, for me personally, like if I was to go, like, you know, being an entrepreneur or whatever, that would, like, even aside from healthcare, it's like managing finances, like making sure how you're accounting for things, like, you know, if you're going to do it under your name or under the business name. Mm-hmm. So for us, because we're coming from a place of we ourselves don't know how we're going to manage finances, but we know what things you should be considering and have in mind so that you can go through the protocol. Because it's not a one hat fits all thing. It depends like what your business model is, like how, like what are you doing? Are you an independent contractor?
There's so many things to
consider. Right. Are you an independent contractor? Are you a freelancer? Mm-hmm. I think that the Freelancers Union is a good place to start because they have a lot of
resources.
Yeah, good resources.
I'm like low key obsessed with the Freelancers Union, really? And I think it's because I keep seeing their ads on the subway. They have really great ads.
They have really great ads, and also they just offer like a lot.
They're really good.
Yeah, they're like a good place, like a good representation. I'm definitely gonna look into it. But also, there's a new law that came out in the city
for freelancers. Yeah.
You guys should look it up, and it has to do with like how many hours of work that you provide to, you know, whoever you're working for before, like, they need to actually bring you on board. Because, you know, sometimes people try to slip in the freelance title so that they can pay a certain amount and, like, cut off certain fees. But after a certain amount of hours, you're supposed to be hired, basically. Right. But they try to, like, do loopholes. So the Freelancers Act, whatever.
Right.
Is to protect you as a freelancer.
Right.
So you definitely should look it up and see how it
you know,
because we're not in the business of like being slaves. Like, you're a freelancer because you want to live the life that you want to live. You don't want to you know, have anyone take advantage of you. So that's a good point, all the resources, but making sure, especially when you're getting your business together, you need to build this team, right? Yeah. And you need to make sure like an accountant or someone who can handle these things, like, or like
money,
you know,
person, whatever, yeah, you want to call, whatever them, you want, financial call, coach,
like anything, because you need, this is stuff you need to know. Like, me and Delilah, like, that's where we're at right now with Non Corporate Girls Inc. We're like trying to get that together. We do have someone on our team,
yep, but it's a business manager,
yeah, because it's a lot. It's a lot of work, and we don't know shit about finances. I mean, yeah, we know enough, but not enough that we,
like, I know that lingo, so if you speak to me, but when right, it comes down to actually computing, like, I'm not here for it. Like, me and numbers, we don't click.
We don't click at all.
That's why I'm such a word girl.
So, Dana, we hope that we answered your question.
Oh, and to add to that, yeah, just keep, like, your receipts, like, your
all paperwork. Your receipts. Yes.
Make sure that your invoices are sent out, yes, correctly. Those are things to keep in
your
mind.
Your documentation is key, like, seriously, because you need to make sure that you have everything to back up whatever is coming at you, because, you know, the IRS.
Right. Like, you want to be able to, like, justify, mm-hmm, the income and your expenses and facts, all of that. So your best friend also will be your tax preparer person.
Yeah.
If it's not going to be like a financial.
Right. So anyone in finance should probably be your best friend.
So, like, this is a loaded question, and we may not have, like, given you the exact response you wanted, right, but we did give you a starting point. So do your research and do your Googles. And, yeah.
And live your life.
Hey.
I, like, so didn't mean that to be, like, a Rihanna thing, by the way. Like, okay.
But you did.
Well, on that note,
have a lovely rest of the day, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.